USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
AAA says more people will be on the roads this 4th of July weekend despite the rising gas prices. 48 million Americans are expected to travel 50 miles or more by car. That's an all-time record for the Independence Day holiday weekend. Fears of a recession are growing based on the latest economic numbers. GDP fell by 1.6% in the first quarter of this year. R. Kelly was sentenced to 30 years in prison. The singer had been convicted of using his entourage to recruit women and underage girls for sex. The highest-profile surviving participant in a 2015 terrorist attack that killed 130 people across Paris in a single night was sentenced to life in prison after a month-long trial that aimed to close one of the most painful chapters in France's modern history. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Even as crime continues to rise in California, one area is defunding the police.
A trendy Los Angeles County community has voted to reduce law enforcement funding despite public backlash and escalating crime that spiked 137% earlier in the year. The budget for the next two fiscal years will leave West Hollywood with up to five fewer LA County Sheriff's deputies on patrol. The council did approve increasing funding for a cultural arts festival. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says some financial relief may be on the way for those who live with diabetes. The New York Democrat saying he's going to call for a vote in the Senate on a bill that would cap the price of insulin at $35 per month instead of the hundreds of dollars that it costs now. The bill does have bipartisan support. This is USA Radio News.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll love what you find, especially our totally low prices.
I'm firing up the grill for burgers and want to impress the neighbors.
This bourbon has a smoky flavor that'll go great with your grilling.
Nice!
Wow, and look at that price.
Well done.
I prefer medium rare. Your neighbors will love it. Love what you find, only at Total Wine & More. Pickup and delivery available at TotalWine.com. Drink responsibly, B21.
Over 50 illegal immigrants are dead after being trapped inside a tractor trailer and abandoned in San Antonio, Texas, while attempting to cross the border illegally. Appearing on Fox and Friends, Texas AG Ken Paxton says it was not a surprise and there needs to be more enforcement at the border.
The cartels are definitely at fault here, but who also is at fault is the administration, who from day one has invited them, the cartels, to bring as many people across the border as they possibly can get across the border.
In connection with the tragedy, two Mexican citizens have been charged for allegedly being in the United States illegally with firearms. Mexican officials say a U.S. citizen is also a suspect. A jury is set to decide the fate of a convicted school shooter.
Nicholas Cruz previously pleaded guilty to 17 counts of murder for the 2018 mass shooting in Parkland, Florida. A jury consisting of seven men and five women will decide if he gets the death penalty. It must be a unanimous decision.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau. The 80s sitcom Who's the Boss is making a comeback. The entertainment website Deadline reporting original stars Tony Danza and Alyssa Milano are set to return for the reboot. The series will be set 30 years after the original and focus on the father-daughter relationship between Danza and Milano's characters. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.